This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it was a historic day in South Carolina. All the Republican leaders getting together to announce the amazing tax cut you were getting. You noticed I barely covered it. I briefly mentioned it once and moved on. Yeah, it was going to be amazing. We're going from 6% tax rate down to 3.99 with a plan to take it down even further as the years passed. I didn't cover it. Basically mentioned it, moved on. Why? Because I knew they were lying. They're Columbia. Of course they lie. I figured, well, I'll just wait and see what the real truth is. And it turns out it's a fake tax cut. Josiah Magnuson explained it to Fitz News after appearing on this show. Yeah, my instincts were right. You're getting gigged. Here's Representative Josiah Magnuson. He is from the upstate. Here we go.
Whether it's single filers, whether it's joint filers, especially the joint filers, their taxes are going to go up somewhere, for most folks, somewhere between $700 and $900 per year. And so to me, that's not a tax cut by any means. And, you know, it's funny because we've actually talked to one individual who said, well, people aren't going to know that they got hit with any tax increases in 2026. So we'll be fine for reelection. They won't see it until 2027. So, you know, if anything, this is a real bait and switch where they want to escape the consequences of their actions, and they're actually raising taxes. And again, they know they're raising taxes, but they think that they're going to be able to get away with it. And so it's up to us to try to get the word out and help people understand this is not what it seems. And hopefully we'll see citizens rise up and say, you know, no, we're not stupid. We're not going to accept this from our state government. Trying to ram this down our throats.
By the way, this tax increase, because that's what it is for most South Carolinians, this tax increase is going to fund, are you ready for this? A 10% potential expansion of the state budget. 10% increase. Because you got plenty of money. Josiah Magnuson talking, weighing in on this. Now, here's what they're doing. They are taxing more of your income, but at a lower rate so that they can on the down low increase your taxes on the rich. Oh, who does Columbia consider to be rich? Any single taxpayer earning less than $72,000. Congratulations, you're rich. You'll get a tax increase. Married taxpayers making under $114,840 tax increase. I'm reading this from Diane Hardy's article in Fitz News. And folks, I mean, you want to talk about taking blood from a turnip. Listen to this. Now, while 550,000 South Carolinians would see a tax decrease, 1.7 million will get a tax increase. Listen to this. For example, the taxes on a single earner making $42,000 would go from $996 a year to $1,676 a year. A 68% increase. Yeah, because, I mean, where else are they going to get the money for the 10% increase in spending? By the way, if you just moved here and you're wondering, you're thinking Democrats run Columbia? No. No, they're registered. These people, well, they're not registered because we don't have registration, but they claim to be Republican. Go look at the photo from the day they announced this. Who led the announcement? The governor. He is the slickest liar. He is like right up there in the slick Willy category. Oh, man, and they're guffawing and making jokes, slap each other on the back, talk about how they're looking out for South Carolinians. Lying the whole time. Lying the whole time. Now, here's the thing. They'll tell you, well, but we're going to phase it down to 2.49% since we have the highest tax rate in the entire South. Well, yeah, but what's the fine print on that, though? It's gradual decrease. It's going to be great. Oh, well, when are you doing that? Well, certain conditions have to be met. We have to have 5% growth for a decade. That ain't going to happen. 5%, yes. 5% growth straight for a decade. Now we'll get down to 2.49. Enjoy your tax increase. I mean, folks, for a single filer to take that kind of bite out of somebody making $42,000 a year, that's immorality. Jeez. It's awful. And it's very courageous of Josiah Magnuson to speak up, and those who are, because they're going to get targeted. They're going to get targeted by the Columbia cartel. And you know what they'll do? They will run hundreds of thousands of dollars of ads against him saying he opposed the tax increase. And everybody will go, oh, he opposed the tax increase. Bad guy. What's with my tax bill? Why is it so high? So, folks, we need to kill this. It's H4216. If you don't like it, call your legislator and tell them or email them. Tell them, you know, it's not a tax cut. You are not fooled by this. And if you want to read the details, it's Fitz News. It's a column by Diane Hardy, numerous reasons to oppose South Carolina's proposed tax shift. And she does a really great job to linking to all of her sources. But no, that is a huge tax increase for folks. That is absolutely brutal to do to the middle class. I mean, it's heartless at this point. I mean, people are struggling. They can't afford homes. They're struggling to pay for food. It's all been Bidenflated. Wow. Columbia says it's a good time for it. You know why? They're all Democrats. They just run as Republicans. And they get away with it because we don't have decent talk radio in the state. But anyway, this is what you need to do. Text SC Rep. Text SC Rep to the text line 800-905-0989. So it's all one word, SC Rep. And we'll send you a link. And you click on it and you can put in your address and find out who your representatives are. Call your House member, say, no, you are not fooled. You're not buying it. You will remember 4216. Now be prepared for some of these people to try to tell you that you are well and truly getting a tax cut. You're not. You're not. Josiah Magnuson just explained it. You're not. If you are in the majority of taxpayers, 1.7 million, you will see a tax increase. 550,000 will see a tax decrease. But for those who are getting it, and a lot of this tax increase is going to be on the middle and lower middle class, which is particularly brutal. Folks, this is everything that gives Republicans a bad name, including the lying. And Democrats couldn't have been, I mean, if we had a Democrat control, we could, I mean, this is what I would expect from them. Not Republicans. So SC Rep, all one word, SCREP, text it to our text line 800-905-0989, and we will send you a link for where you can find your legislator. And those who are supporting this will lie to you. I want you to be prepared for that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.